Three of 21 lakes remain for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to treat as part of the South Fork West Slope Cutthroat Trout Project. Fisheries biologist Matt Boyer says this September they'll be working on Kessler Lake in the Bob Marshall Wilderness. This lake they'll be treating with a poison called rotenone and restocking with genetically pure West Slope cutthroat trout.
So the South Fork Flathead is a stronghold for West Slope cutthroat trout, Montana state fish, and it represents about half of what's remaining in terms of genetically pure interconnected populations for that species.
This project started in 2007. Boyer says the list of 21 lakes they've been working through were all historically fishless because they sit above barrier falls and were stocked with fish, like rainbow trout, to create a recreational fishery.
And that was really during a time period or an era where there wasn't the awareness for native fish conservation that there is today. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks began sampling these lakes in the late 80s, actually mid to late 80s, and genetic analysis of those lakes indicated that they were non-native trout and hybridization was spreading downstream.
Downstream is the West Slope stronghold of the South Fork of the Flathead River. Boyer says multiple studies show problems with a hybridized species.
Some people might say, well, who cares? Fish is a fish and it still tugs on the end of the line when I'm out there angling. But there's a lot of theoretical data and empirical data from other species that indicates that there can be harmful biological effects as a result of hybridization.
Boyer says over time a local species has adapted to live in a particular locale. Those adaptations are written into its genetic code. He says this has allowed the West Slope cutthroat trout to persist through wildfires, winter floods, and more, and that fitness gets diluted through hybridization.
The genome of the West Slope cutthroat trout, as well as other species, has allowed them to persist on the landscape for tens of thousands of years. Here in the Flathead, certainly since the last ice age.
Boyer says for restocking, they've been using local sources. He says the state's brood stock in Anaconda comprises trout from multiple populations, many from the South Fork of the Flathead.
But what we're doing is taking a step further and saying, okay, where are populations that have not contributed genes to that population within the South Fork Flathead? Use them as your donor source, and then you've just conserved additional genetic variation for that species in the drainage.
Boyer says in addition to rotenone treatment, they've also been swamping certain lakes with genetically pure West Slope cutthroat trout, where hybridization gets reduced through successive reproduction with the influx of genetically pure trout. He says this project has broader implications for other conservation projects, particularly concerning the use of rotenone.
Pre- and post-treatment monitoring of the amphibians and the insects has indicated that those species they're back. And of course, if they weren't, that would be entirely counterproductive because you've just damaged or had lasting effect on, you know, the prey base, the source of food for the very species you're trying to conserve.
Boyer says 12 of the 21 lakes have been treated with rotenone, and the final three lakes will be treated with rotenone as well. Kessler and Sunburst Lakes in the Bob Marshall Wilderness, and Handkerchief Lake above Hungry Horse Reservoir. The project is slated to wrap up by 2016. Katrin Frey reporting from the Flathead.